Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Man, stop doing that.
What?
Like, no.
Stop doing what?
No, we're going to pull it. We're going to pull the carpet
back. Oh, pull it all
back,
the way back, baby.
No, we're going to pull the carpet back.
Don't pull the carpet
don't
back.
Don't pull the
curtain back.
Another carpet.
The carpet.
No, hell no.
The carpet, we could get
no,
in trouble.
No, we're going to pull the carpet back, too.
You going to pull it up?
Yeah. No, we're going to pull it back. We're going to grab it from that end
and pull that back.
Pull that thing back. Now, I want to get from underneath the ground.
I get your point. I'm with you.
I'll pull it all back.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, it's new. Yeah.
Oh, but pull it all the way back, baby. Pull it.
Like, Tyler, you got to stop doing it.
What, trying to hang out?
Nah, man. Like, you understand the situation. You understand
I don't.
Clint and I are in a situation where, hey, man, we just don't rock and roll up out of here without, you know, having to talk to people and do whatever and set up times and understand. Clint got somebody who's been with a baby all damn day long.
I got somebody that's been with three babies all day long.
Clint's got somebody who's been with a baby all day long that cannot care for themselves.
My babies can't care for themselves. They can't feed themselves. Anyway, continue.
If that is the case, then you need to find some other dogs.
What dogs feed themselves? What?
Come on, man.
I mean, my dog feeds itself.
Yeah, you could put food out.
Put food down, and she threw out the day.
Do you go up there and feed your dog?
No, I can tell you right now, he's the kind of dog owner that dogs have no discipline.
What?
I bet they jump all over the couch.
No.
I bet they fight over their food.
But you have to put the food in the bowl.
Yeah, put the food out. Yeah, you could do that before you leave.
No, you can't, because then they eat it all.
They don't pace themselves.
Discipline.
Yep, they're kind of. That doesn't mean they're not disciplined.
I am right now.
Hey, you want to be right now?
I'm just saying.
Anyway, get to the root of the issue here.
I'm saying we just can't make moves. You can't hit us up 5:30. Hey, you want to grab drinks after this? Come on, dog. You know it.
Did I ask at 5:30 any other day this week?
Yeah, you know. What time did you ask yesterday?
Early in the show.
In the show. You can't hit us up after 2 o'clock during the show.
Oh, I forgot you have the 48-hour.
No, it is called responsibility, and it is called having compassion and understanding for your partner. All right. Yeah, I can go out and do something with you, but you can't hit me up at 5:30 or 2:30 and say, hey, man.
It's all right, man.
Let's go to, hey, can you drop everything and hit the bar?
It's all right. We're just coworkers. I thought we were friends, but we're just coworkers.
No.
We're just coworkers. It's cool.
When do you want to go grab a drink? Right now. Load it up. You want to go Thursday?
I'm available anytime.
You want to go Thursday? This will be a good time to set it up. Let's go get a drink on Thursday. You can't hit us up at 5:30 and then come shaking your head at us.
It's not often. It's 5:30. I've texted y'all numerous times in the morning when a day is getting started, and I just don't get a response. And then later on, I bring it up, and it's, oh, no, I got stuff.
I don't remember that.
Got to go home and watch HGTV.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to deny that I've got two ladies that I'd prefer to get home to. But we can't just paint the picture like we're all going to walk out of this studio when the mics are turned off. We're going to all go out there and get in that elevator.
Preach. Yeah.
You want to go in here and play around and make music over here.
Yeah, he is doing his job.
And then go, I'll meet y'all down there in 45 minutes to an hour.
That's normally 15 to 20 minutes.
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's 20 minutes or if it's an hour. What I don't have time to do is to go somewhere, sit around and play with myself, waiting on Tyler to get done doing best of,
so he can meet us
45 minutes after we get off air.
Those texts I've mentioned where I text y'all early in the day, which has happened numerous times. If I were to somehow, by some miracle of God, get a text back and we just orchestrate going out for drinks, I could have best of done and I'm walking out of here at 6 o'clock.
That's fine, but I mean, we're talking
about. We'll do it then.
We're talking about you.
Do you have it ready to go now? As you just hit us up at 5:30,
got about half of it done.
Oh hell, man!
It takes 15 minutes.
That constitutes you being distracted during the show.
No, I do it before y'all even get here.
Hey, really good point. Here's the deal: I'm on this
6:45 at the earliest.
You can't ask at 5:30 if we can get drinks at 6, and then you show up at 6:45. I'm out.
That's fair.
I'm out.
But I would say more often than not, it's not 45.
I can get home and I can work. I can work in my yard. I can work on my bulkhead. I can feed my baby girl. I can kiss my wife's face.
That time you weren't here, we go to meet out.
Yeah.
He's strolling
about 7:15.
Oh, I'd say I'm gonna wait on him.
Now this is when Courtney was out of town. Clearly you ain't waiting on nobody.
I hope you tell this accurately.
I'll go wait. So I went in. Oh, I put it right on up. I went in.
Tyler knows what's coming. You see his face?
I went in, and I took me a nice long dump.
Okay.
I gave him 15, roughly 20 minutes.
Got did your feet fall asleep?
No, I got a little bit. I got on the phone, started rolling. I knew I had time because
I
even took a couple of walks around because I was real close to getting my steps. I took a couple of walks around, sat in there. We sat in there. We didn't get out of here till about 7 o'clock. We didn't get out here until about 7 o'clock to leave, to go.
Yeah.
Then a figgy, we sitting there waiting, just set up. Like, come on, man.
You are misremembering that entire situation. The last time we went out for drinks, I was on my second drink at the bar before you walked in.
What time did we leave?
Well, let's be honest. First of all, your two drinks, that could have been like 3 or 4 minutes. Yeah, I've seen you drink. That's a 30-minute deal.
I was driving a place I had never been before, trying to find parking. Yeah. But we left out of here at 7 o'clock.
I don't think, no, it was not 7 o'clock. Because Austin would have been rolling out with us.
It was 7 o'clock.
Okay, it was 6:45. It's still 45 minutes of dead air.
It was late. I had already done most of best of that day because we had made plans. I had to do one segment. It took about 10 minutes, and I was done. So now, we hung out here and BS'd a little bit.
Oh, is that what we were doing?
Yeah. Was I not out here? Was I in a studio working, or was I in this studio with you and Austin BS'ing?
We were in here. We were sitting in here waiting for you to get finished. Figgy came in there and talked to us for about 10-12 minutes.
And I was ready that entire time.
The whole time we was just sitting there.
Yes.
Were you ready?
Yes.
Oh, hell. No, he was not. Well, this boy just lying.
Not lying.
Lying his draws off.
Whenever I have plans, I get best of done.
God, dog, lying his draws off.
Matching drawers with my wife,
but
too,
you,
sucker.
But rolling to us. Like, you can learn it. You call it, rolling us day of, especially evening, afternoon of.
And I get that.
Like, hey, man, you want to grab drinks? Did you see his, do you be catching his face? I mean, Tyler's disgusted.
Yeah, he's
not disgusted. I'm just disappointed.
Shakes his head. I just want to be friends.
I got one at home. I could very easily say, hey, babe, I need an hour. But I can't chew up 45 minutes of that hour waiting on your ass to get there. That is a zero, no chance, partner.
And I'm telling y'all, more often than not, I don't hit you up this late in the day.
I try to plan it,
and if it's planned, I plan.
It's not a debate. The 45 minutes that it takes for you to get out of the building is a no-go. It just is what it is.
I love
it. If you want to hit us up one day and say, hey, man, you want to have some drinks? I got everything done. I can walk out of the building with y'all. Hey, let's go do it.
Oh, okay. I got to come to y'all with my checklist all done to get you to, hang out.
No. We're not just like we're with coworkers having a drink after work. We're not planning a Saturday afternoon to kick it.
There it is.
If you want to kick it to watch a game or hang out and have drinks, if you want to do that, I'll wait on you to get there. I'll wait an hour. Hell, I mean, you can no-show me. I'm good with it.
I've heard what I need to hear, man.
I mean, who out there works in an office and goes, hey, y'all want to go have drinks? And the guy next to you says, yeah, and then shows up 45 minutes, goes somewhere and waits 45 minutes for that guy to get there.
I'm telling you, if it's planned, I won't be 45 minutes. That's irrelevant.
Tyler, if they were
coworkers,
from
that's
the
fine.
Text line, 713. Tyler, if they were your boys, they would make time.
Yeah, no.
That's coming from somebody who is not married with kids or sitting there with their wife is waiting for the time to cuss your ass out as soon as you roll in. People ride in. I love people hit this from the 281 show as to get his balls out of his wife's purse. No, you're somebody whose wife, you're going to be floored when she leaves your ass. Because you're like, what the hell? Where did this come from? No, and you know what? You're not going to be floored because your ass be on her ass. You be kissing her ass all around. You just like to text in and talk stuff. Everybody out there knows if you're a real ass man, you give a damn about your wife. If you're a real ass man,
Are you saying I don't give a damn about my wife?
No, I'm not talking about. I'm not
okay,
talking to
okay.
you.
I was making
if you're
sure.
a real ass man and you know your wife is sitting there with a 4 or 5 month old like Lauren is, or 3Z loving psychopathic 8, 5, and 2 year olds at the house all damn day long while you sitting up here talking sports and then going to get drinks for an hour and a half when you already know off top
45
it's going to take you.
Your coworker's not there.
Yeah, and they already know it's going to take you 30 to 40 minutes to drive to get home to begin with, not to mention your ass every Friday is out and you're rolling and it takes you forever as you're out drinking. Yeah, you're going to have some compassion. Any real man out there is like, you know what? Yeah, man, I understand what my wife is going through and I'm going to roll in. I want to give her some time. I don't want to just hit her up here at 5:45. Hey, babe, I'm going to need about 2 hours here tonight. I know you just took these rascals to swim practice today, but I'm gonna come home and just miss bedtime.
I don't have to say how long I'm going to be out. I guess that might be the difference.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Because your wife can take care of your dogs. Without you.
Megan can throw a handful of food out that back door and go to where she wants. What's Megan up to?
Oh, she's working right now. I don't know what she's doing after that.
Yeah, these people out here. Oh, yeah. His wife's got his balls.
That old text line. Done took the heat off you, Tyler.
His wife's got his balls because how dare that son of a bitch want to make his wife happy? How dare he want to take a little bit off her plate? Your ass is going to be alone and going to be like, what the hell happened?
You going to die by yourself?
Why the hell
Ain't
did Karen leave?
Ain't nobody
going
to take care of you when you get old.
Why the hell did Karen leave? Seen it before. All right.
Tyler, you want to get in the elevator with me at 6 on one afternoon?
I'll
get you.
I'm sorry. What really burns me, every time we ask this joker to come in, hey, man, do a pre-show, man. We're going to Twin Peaks, man. Meet us up there.
Okay, Meg, you got a busy day.
Because I got to do work for our damn show. Comparing that is silly.
Now, what you think we up there doing?
You ain't doing the work I have to do here in a studio.
As the texter said.
Cutting up audio and stuff. I can't do that remote, dude.
As the texter said, if you were really our boys, you'd make it work.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.